the Instagram stories for Monday, February 23rd. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. I am coming to you from a place that has almost 20 inches of snow. Thankfully, my neighbor with a snowblower helped me out immensely. We can now go back about our lives for the most part. It's been a wild 24 hours, and also I have a little sinus thing going on, which is also exciting. However, on Mondays, we talk about what the head of Instagram shared on his recent Ask Me Anything. We're going to get into some questions about reach, like if scheduling content affects your reach, if saying the words link in bio or including it in your caption affects your reach. Also, what insights there are on Instagram and how those are different from the insights that are available in the Edits app. All of that and more on today's episode. First, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with all the questions about reach. The first one, is saying the words link in bio bad for reach? The answer to that is no, of course not. But here's Adam's official answer.
No, saying link in bio does not hurt your reach. Now, if you're pushing something and your followers aren't interested in it or people aren't interested in it, then maybe that post would do less well. But we're not going to demote anything just because you say link in bio. There's tons of good times to do so. I do so myself from time to time. Sorry.
All right, moving on to the next reach question. Does scheduling content limit my reach? The answer to that is no. You would want to schedule the content for right before your audience is likely going to be online. You can tell that through the Instagram insights. Here's Adam's answer to the question about if scheduling content limits your reach.
No, you can schedule content and it will not affect your reach. I do it all the time.
All right, let's move on to the next question. Thoughts on always posting as a trial reel first? This is a great question. If you're not familiar, trial reels allow you to post a piece of content to people who do not follow you to see how it performs. You can gain insights from that. Instagram will tell you after a certain amount of time, I believe it's 24 hours, that you can now post it as a regular reel if you would like to, or you have the opportunity to continue to modify or tweak that reel before you post it to your feed. So you could post multiple trial reels of the same piece of content from slightly different angles, different cuts, a shorter version, a longer version, different cover images, all kinds of experimentation. And you can learn from what has worked as a trial reel that's being shown to people who don't follow you. And then whatever final version you think is best could be on your feed. It's your option entirely how you want to approach it. Here's Adam's answer to thoughts on always posting as a trial reel first.
All right, got to get a couple more of these before I lose all of the daylight. No, you don't have to always post to trials first if you don't want to. I actually don't use trials, but I think a lot of people find them very useful. If you don't know what trials are, they allow you to post a reel and have it not show up on your profile or to any of your followers until you decide to. So you can see how it does with people who don't follow you first. And then if you want to upgrade it and put it on your profile and have it go to your followers, great, you can do so. And if not, you can avoid it or just decide not to. Now, some people do it for all of their posts because they just want to be trying lots and lots of things, and that's great. And some people do it for none of their posts, and that's great too. And then there's people in between. So whatever works for you and your creative flow.
All right, now let's move on to some questions about stories. The next one, are you considering having multiple close friend stories like Snapchat? This is an interesting one. If you're not familiar with close friends, it allows you to create an inner circle of people who you want to see your stories. And when you share it to your close friends, only the people you have selected in your close friends group will see that story. So for instance, if you have an account that's public and you are a creator or a brand, but maybe you have a group of close friends or family members that you want to see certain content that you share to your stories, you can add them to your close friends. And when you post a story to your close friends, the people who are in that tiny circle will see a little green ring around your story, indicating that it is a close friend's story. Here's Adam's answer to the question about if they're considering having multiple close friend stories like Snapchat.
We've talked about it. We want to try and balance keeping Instagram really simple and easy to use, but also providing tools for people so that they can get exactly what they want out of it. So for now, we've decided not to do that, but it's something that we will continue to consider.
I get his point, and I actually agree with that. Having multiple close friends would be very confusing potentially, although I do see value in it. For instance, if you had a business group of close friends, for instance, people who you work with professionally, and you want to show them that they're in the VIP circle as opposed to your personal close friends, I could definitely see that being a thing, but that would also become very confusing. And the Instagram app, let's be honest, is confusing enough already. Let's go on to the next question about stories. Can you keep your stories for a lot of time? I don't really understand this question. Stories are available to be viewed by people for 24 hours, at which case you can view them in your own personal archive. That's how Adam interprets the question, but I think this person is really asking, can we change stories to be available for longer? In which case you could use story highlights, which I hate. Anyway, here's Adam's answer to the question, can you keep your stories for a lot of time?
So we don't actually delete your stories. Your stories are only visible to other people, people who have access to your account because you're public or you're private and you've accepted a follow request for 24 hours, but they're still available to you forever. So you can always go into your profile, into your archive, and you can see all of the stories that you've ever posted. And then you can decide if you want to make them a highlight so people can see them again or delete them or just remember them.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the insights within the Instagram app and how they are similar or different from the insights in the Edits app. We'll talk about pinning posts to your Instagram feed and more. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, the next one, are insights on the Instagram app different from the Edits app? Good question. They seem to be primarily the same.
The underlying data is the same, but on Edits, we are trying to experiment with some easier ways for creators to understand how their content is doing, and then we're going to bring the ones that work best over to Instagram over time.
All right, moving on. The next one. Should I pin posts to my Instagram feed? If you didn't know, you can pin 3 posts to your Instagram profile page, and when people go to your page, they will see those 3 pinned posts at the top. I think you should definitely pin posts. You should pin the posts that you are very proud of, that you have worked on recently, and or posts that show exactly who you are and what you're about. So that when people go to your profile, they get a great idea right away without needing to scroll. Here's Adam's answer to, should you pin posts to your Instagram feed?
Only if you want to. The way this works is you can actually pin up to 3 posts to the top of your profile if you want to make sure there's a few things that nobody misses when they go check out your profile.
Okay, let's go on to the next question, which actually is one I've never thought about before, but it really makes sense on how the Instagram app works. The question, if I switch from private to public, does everyone who requested to follow me auto-follow me? Do you understand what the person's saying here? They are having a private account. People have requested to follow them. They haven't approved them, but they've switched their account to public. What happens? Interestingly, all those people now become followers. Here's Adam's explanation.
Yes. If you have a private account, when people try to follow you, they end up having what's called a follow request, and you have to accept it before they can see your content. And if you switch to a public account, all of those pending follow requests will automatically go through because you're public. Now they'll all those accounts that were asking to follow you before will be following you because your account at that point will be public.
That explanation totally makes sense. I just never thought about it before. And the last question we're going to talk about today, what's the one thing you'd love to see more of on Instagram? I'm going to let Adam give his answer, and then I'm going to say mine.
I don't know if this is the one thing, but one of my favorite things that I do see on Instagram that I'd love to see even more of is when people give each other flowers. When people highlight other people for doing interesting things or fun things or brave things or creative things. I just think that's just the kind of good positive energy that I'd love to always see more of.
It's funny. I think I actually want to see the opposite of that. I want to see people creating content for themselves, something that they're proud of, content that they worked hard on, and people focusing on actually creating their own content as opposed to resharing other people's content. I see so many times on stories, people have just shared things from TikTok or reels that they found funny, and that's totally fine. But we had email forwards for many years before we had social media, and it was not great. Email forwards could be funny, but they also could be kind of annoying. I wanted to see real emails come in from my actual friends who had something to tell me or something to share, something that they worked hard to type up that was meaningful. That's what I want to see more of on Instagram. Or tell me a really good story. That's fine too. Okay, that is going to do it for today's episode. Please come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic, and you're glad your post got seen. You're free.
fans like it too. But what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content up every set just to conform. Likes gave me validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.